It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
Fridays are way more fun because we get to have a special guest every week, and it's always someone very interesting, someone amazing. And today we have just the perfect person that like checks every single box for interesting Islander. I know him as just the friendliest guy around. When you walk through the doors at Fox Meadow, I usually see the big fellas there with an open arms, either a hug or, you know, how's your game going? And I usually say that I'm terrible, but, you know, it's still fun. Lee Reed is with us today. Friend to everyone. How you doing, Lee?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
It is amazing to have you in here today, and I love chatting with you just in general, and it's great that I get to run into you as much as I do. But let's get to know Lee Reed a little more, right? Where are you originally from? I think I could probably guess.
Yeah, well, although a lot of people think I'm Australian, I'm actually English.
Okay.
I come from a county called Surrey, just below London.
Okay.
I met my beautiful wife, Cindy, in 99 in a gym in England. And I came to this amazing island for the first time in 2000. Took 3 days to get here. And I thought, wow, this would be pretty cool to live here. Mm-hmm. So it was from the 26th through the 29th of December. So, I'm very lucky to have a great life both in England and now in Canada. I have three amazing children, Lewis, Sam, and Sadie. I work at Fox Meadow now. When I first came here, I worked at the UPI Athletics Department for 5 years, had an incredible time there, met so many amazing people. And you know this island, you know, if you want to be here, they'll embrace you. Mm-hmm. And I've always wanted to be here, so it was a really easy fit to come.
Tell me a little bit more about your love story, right? Because I mean, that's what brought you here. What brought you two together?
Well, it was Halloween night in England, which actually in Halloween in England you don't really party. You go to a party, but you don't dress up like you do here.
Okay.
It's amazing here. And Cindy, and at the gym that we both trained at, had its own bar, which is kind of cool if you think about that. A gym with a bar.
What a great idea.
It's a great concept.
Fantastic.
And so they were having a party, and Cindy came to that party. And I was very lucky. I sent a friend over to see if she was as pretty as she was. He came back and said, yeah, no, she's really pretty. And I had to send him back because he was stood in front of the wrong person. Anyway, and then Cindy and I got to know each other. She gave me a year. She said, I'm only here for a year. And that was quite firm. And then as we got to know each other and really realized that actually we had something special, and it went from there.
Hmm. So you have been, you made the official move to the island.
2016. Yeah. It was a 2-year process before that.
Yeah.
The immigration process is really stream. Not. but, you know, it was something we really wanted to do. We wanted to get family time and life back.
Right.
It was crazy in England.
Right.
So.
Right.
Now that I'm looking back here, so you were married on the island.
We were married, Jill. You were part of our wonderful day.
I was honored to be a part of your day. I had the great pleasure of singing at Lee and Cindy's wedding. And what's neat now looking back is that your wedding reception was at Fox Meadow.
It was. Yeah. How crazy is that?
Perhaps there was some,
And Fox Meadow did a fantastic job. Funny story about that was once the summer before, Cindy had come home to look at venues.
Yeah.
And she told me about this amazing place, Fox Meadow. And I got it confused with Beaver Valley.
Well,
Remember the old golf course of Beaver Valley?
That's two very different experiences.
And I said on the phone, I don't want my wedding reception or our wedding reception in a place that smells of bacon and covered in black fly. And she said, I don't think you've been to Fox Meadow. So...
Yeah. No. Well, yeah, you made the right choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. It was a lovely ceremony for sure.
Could you belt out a few bars of the song? Do you remember?
No. This I was singing at their church service. So I sang before. It was all of it was beautiful. And I knew Cindy, Lee's wife, like since grade 7. And then he arrived on the scene, and he just, I was always amazed at just how quickly you adapted to island life. And you probably know as many or more people than people who've lived here for their entire life because you are.
I do like to chat.
You do like to chat.
I do like to chat. And I do appreciate, islanders very much.
Mm-hmm.
PEI is very similar to what growing up in England was in the 70s and 80s, where your neighbor was your best friend,
right?
And people look out for each other, and people care about each other, and that's what I really do love about this island. When there's a cause, they get right. behind it. And it's a very special place. And I think coming, being an Islander by choice, I see it that way.
Yeah.
I'm very lucky to have traveled the world with the job I had in the security industry before and seen what it can really be like. And then to be here where it's special, it really is.
All right. Well, you got lots more to your journey as well that we'll unpack here as you spend some time with us. Lee Reed is our interesting Islander today here on Ocean 100.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Action figures sold separately.
Looking at your future and wondering, what's next?
At Credit Union Place and at the Summerside Dome, Monday. Get all the details at creditunionplace.ca. Presented by the City of Summerside.
Beautiful Friday morning, mainly sunny with some increasing cloudiness this afternoon, a little wind, high of -4 with a -9 wind chill this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, wind gust to 40, a low of -11 with a -19 wind chill overnight. And tomorrow we'll see a mix of sun and cloud, some light wind, a high of -5 with a -9 wind chill by the afternoon. Right now it is -9 with a -13 wind chill in Summerside, -10 with a -15 wind chill in Charlottetown. For Ocean 100.
A couple of late buses. Bus number 123, Jeff DeCoste, that goes to Birchwood and Charlottetown Rural, is an hour late. Bus number 59, Linda Waddell's, that goes to Glenn Stewart, Stratford Elementary, Birchwood and Charlottetown Rural, is also running 1 hour late this morning. Darcy's Trivia for Robin's Donuts is on the go, and you also have a chance to win 4 tickets to the UPI Panthers men's hockey game that is coming up tomorrow night at the McLaughlin Arena. 21% of us have no idea how to do this with our car. What is it? 902-368-1720. Text me your answer. If you're right, you're in the draw. You might win the $100 gift card from Robbins 2. Celebration calendar up next. Quarter flash, heart in my heart. It's Ocean 100. Good morning, happy Friday. Oh, long weekend. I smell it. I smell a long weekend. It is 7:54. Happy to have you here today. It is Interesting Islander Day for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. And joining us today is Lee Reed. And thank you for being here with us today, Lee. This is great. Oh, no, that's all right. That falls apart anyways.
Sorry about that. No, that's I'm actually honored to be in here, guys. Thank you. Sorry about that.
We're glad to have you. Now, we were chatting, and I know, as we just discussed, you played a really important role in many student athletes' lives at UPEI. I can't even imagine how many students you impacted. And you became very aware of the pressures of student athletes and what they were facing. And I think at that time, you perhaps became more open about some of the challenges that you are facing. So tell me a little bit about your time at UPI, what you learned there, and perhaps kind of what led you on your journey to chat about mental health yourself.
Well, I was very lucky to meet Chris Huggin in October of 2016 at a hockey game. And we chatted about the experience of being a student athlete, mm-hmm. game day experience and everything else like that. And then, you know, I was very lucky that Chris helped me build a position there, which was community engagement, which I volunteered for the first 6 months before I then took a full-time role. But part of that journey was enabling me to go on a wellness programs and understand the pressures of being a student athlete and a student in general. You know, UPI is a university for the world. It's not just about Islanders. And so we were having student athletes and students turn up from all over the world with no family, no ties, no commitments, no nothing, just landing. And we, with working with an amazing student affairs department, started to put programs in place where I would try to be the link between our student athletes and amazing student affairs. And in that, use the practices that I sort of learned with Assist and Safe Talk. So that gave them an outlet of being able to communicate, whether it be text or WhatsApp or just want to meet or any way that would take them or give them a chance to speak about the pressures of life and being a student athlete and trying to put together study, labs, practices, games. You know, it's quite an unbelievable pressure.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. They want to do it because it's a love, but it's still very, very tough.
A lot of pressure. Well, we said the other day, I think that even UPI celebrated maybe almost half their student athletes also achieve amazing academic success, like carrying above 80% average.
It's incredible. I think it was 93, 94 this year out of 210, something like that, maybe. And it's getting bigger every year. And that's because they put a lot of things in place with some amazing, like Bob Gray and Donnie and yes. you know, people that will come in and give their time to help student athletes through the revision part of there and the exams. And it's not to give them an easy ride. You have to, in some of the programs, you have to be a 93% average and be a student athlete.
That kind of prohibits Darcy and I from
Oh, thanks. Speak for yourself.
No, let's go back.
All right, well, we'll unpack more with Lee Reed. This has been fantastic so far, but I know it is an honor for you to be here while we do the birthdays,
oh,
right?
Oh, sure.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, I figured. Okay. So here we go. Celebration calendar with a couple of giveaways. Jack and Nikki Fortune is celebrating today, 15th, from Mom, Dad, and Sister Drew. Sutton Broderick is 8 today from Grammy and Grampy. Tomorrow, Micah McLean and Trackety is 13. Love Mom, Dad, Ori, Aubrey, Earl, and Frezzy. Also, Kimmy, Jake, Gertie, and Gemma. Woo! Happy 16th to Jessica McNeil. Love Dad, Mom, Jacob, and Jordan. Nancy Howitt is 75 in Crapo. Malcolm Petrie in Tignish celebrating. On Sunday, Angela Spencer in Kensington has a birthday. Claudia McDougall is 10 today. Ella Sharon, Oysterbed Bridge, is 12 years old tomorrow. Lots of love from Mom, Dad, Avery, William, Ozzy, and Willow. On Sunday, Amy Morrow in Brackley is celebrating. Ralph McWilliam is celebrating. And Sister Ellen Locke is celebrating too. Ralph's 86. Ellen is 17 years younger. Feel free to hammer out the math on that one, folks. Jill Crossman celebrating today. Best wishes for Mom, Emery, Jack, and Jason, and Patrick, Carly, and Zachary. Tomorrow, Gary McDonald celebrating an 83rd birthday with love from the family.
And Dante McKenna is 18 today. That's from Mom, Dad, brothers Isaac and Ashton, Nana Norma, and Grampy Arnold. Terry Rogers, who works at Blue Cross's 60th birthday coming up on Sunday. That's from her nephews and nieces. Janice Margaret Murdoch of Stratford is celebrating today. And on Sunday, Abby Gordon of Murray Harbor, 20 years old. Also Sunday, happy 15th birthday to Reed McDonald. That's love from Mom and Hunter.
Happy birthday, Reed. That's my cousin's son.
My cousin.
No, that's not what I said. Olivia Quinn celebrating a birthday on Sunday. Olivia's in Cardigan turning 10 years old. That wish comes from Mom, Dad, Jade, and all the animals. Also on Sunday, Mike Peters in Stratford turning 61. Happy birthday to you, Mike. Bethany Waugh celebrating a birthday on Sunday, 36, from your daughter Grace. And also on Sunday, Libby Smith. Happy 21st birthday to you from Mom, Dad, Hope, Mabel, and Willow. And I think, oh, one more on Sunday, Sawyer Bruce, 12th birthday from Mom, Dad, Boots, and Sadie.
We also have Wesley Collins celebrating a 7th birthday today in Kensington. Lisa Thaxter, in Orwell, goes to Vernon River School in grade 1, turning 7 on Sunday. And Chloe Williams at Charlottetown Rural celebrating an 18th birthday today. That's from Mom, Will, Olivia, and Bella Rose. Happy birthday. Let's give away a couple bridge passes. Congratulations. Congratulations to Emma Kate McClellan and Krista Fian, our winners of Bridge Passes this week. Congratulations. Okay. Happy travels. And happy birthday.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
-5. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions right now. It's -9 in Summerside, -10 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
All right, thanks very much, Anne. It is 8:04, eyes peeled for the flashing lights one more time this week on school buses as kids are hopping on and off those buses. Getting ready for a big weekend, Islander Day long weekend with Jack Frost tucked away in there too. JackFrostFestival.com for more details. Let's tidy up. Darcy's Trivia for Robin's Donuts. At stake today, the $100 gift card from Robin's Donuts, but also another draw going to take place for four tickets to check out the UPI Panthers game, men's hockey game tomorrow night against St. Mary's. It's a must-win situation, best of three series. They're down 1-0 in the series, so it's going to be electric at the McLaughlin Arena. So we'll give those tickets away here in just a second as well. Your question was, 21% of us have no idea how to do this with our car. What is it? There have been a lot of great guesses today, like people saying how to change your own brakes. Well, okay.
Yeah.
So that's one I don't even know
maybe
how to do.
Maybe a little higher than 21%.
That's one that I don't even know how to do.
Change your own brakes.
Leave her to the professionals. Some people said changing the oil, pumping gas.
Yeah, I was on my way to getting through my whole life without ever pumping my own gas.
Okay.
I don't know why, because it's not that I did. Oh,
that's just
it just occurred to me one day, I think maybe I could do this. But then I couldn't because okay. they were so down to empty. And I was probably 55.
My God, that's actually not bad.
So I made it pretty far.
You really broadened your skill set in the last...
Anyway, now once you've broken the seal, now I do it all the time.
What's the answer?
The answer was using cruise control.
And I don't know how to do that either. Do you know how to do that, Jill?
I do.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. Highway driving, yeah, I'm a big fan. It allows you to be a little lazier, like very small amount lazier, but it allows you to be lazier while you're driving.
I'm going to figure this out.
Yep, it's
good. To bend both your legs. You can sit with...
That's not safe. Don't do that. So $100 gift card from Robbins is going out to Tracy Stewart. Hey, Tracy. Thanks for playing along with Darcy's Trivia. And I also just sent a message to someone who had a correct answer for four tickets. So check your text messages. I may have just hit you back. Let me know who you are. And we'll give you those tickets for the Panther game tomorrow night at McLaughlin Arena. We'll have more with our interesting Islander, Lee Reed, coming up next.
February is here, a month for Islanders. This month, while you enjoy time with friends and family, remember the importance of supporting island businesses. Hanson Solar Energy is proud to support
Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, where customer service is number one.
Ocean 100.
All right, we also have another late bus to add to the list. Bus number 410, Jenna Broomfields, that goes to Belfast School 30 minutes late. You can find your full list of late buses this morning for Friday on our website, ocean100.com. Jill's doing the neutron dance, what?
I don't want to take it anymore. I'll just stay here locked behind the door. Just no time. I hate, I'm just burning. Sympathy, I'm so happy. You're on me, I'm just burning. I can't help myself. I'm so happy. Yeah, I'm just burning.
Oh, yes. Into a Friday with the neutron dance and the Pointer Sisters, Ocean 100. Good morning and welcome to Friday. A few late buses this morning. Bus number 123, Jeff DeCoste, that goes to Birchwood and Charlottetown Rural, is an hour late. Bus 59, Linda Waddell's, serving Glen Stewart Primary, Stratford Elementary, Birchwood and Charlottetown Rural, also an hour late. And bus number 410, Jenna Broomfield's bus to Belfast School, is 30 minutes late this morning.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
And we are chatting today with one of the best folks around here on Prince Edward Island. Are we ever lucky to have him as an Islander now? Mr. Lee Reed has been with us this morning, and Lee is just a positive ray of sunshine online, in person, everywhere. And everybody, and like even our morning show guy on Hot 105, you come in and you knew him. Like, you're just have a profound impact on everybody. So thanks for being you, and thanks for being here.
I really appreciate being here. I I'm not sure I'm an interesting Islander, but I'm certainly an interesting Islander by choice.
And yeah,
I think
that's the important
part, really. I love being here.
And you're interesting.
So. And you are interesting, and we are happy to have you here. We chatted a little bit about your involvement in UPEI and the impact that you had on students, and clearly the impact they had on you as well. You are entrenched in rugby. That's one of your favorite things, yes?
Yes, it is, yeah. It's been part of my life since 7 years of age. So,
okay.
Wow, 48 years. So that's kind of crazy. 49 years. My dad was a big rugby guy, and my family were, and the values that rugby brings. So when I went to UPI, I was very lucky to be part of that whole rugby piece. But also, when I first came to the island, I reached out prior to a lovely lady who was able to get me involved in the Charlottetown Rugby Football Club. And for that was, or the Mudmen as they were called. And what is the most incredible community? Rugby's a family. Rugby brings us together. Family keeps us there.
Yeah.
And it gives it enables people to play a game of respect. It's not, it's tough. It's not violent. It's tough. You don't try and go out to hurt people. You go out to get the ball back. It's about ball retention. But it's been a big part of my life, and it's a big part of the way I am as a team, my family are a team, and the way we look at things and we care.
And if we were to look at you, I'm trying to imagine the opposing team seeing you on the rugby field, and perhaps that might be a little bit intimidating. back in 2018, something happened in the trajectory of your life that perhaps kept you off the rugby fields for a while. And I just love for you to kind of explain where you were then and what happened.
So it was kind of crazy. I had my 50th birthday. We had a game of rugby that day. It was brilliant. I had an amazing party. Over 100 people turned up at the house for a party that night, which was pretty crazy.
I think I remember. Maybe I don't.
I didn't have a few drinks.
Is there a reason why you don't remember?
No. Nope.
It was the neighborhood certainly remembers. They remind me. And then a couple of days later, I went to get a can of baked beans out of a cupboard in my kitchen, dropped it, and it hit my second toe on my right foot, which broke that toe. Over the next period of time, that it got infected, and it ended up going not into my foot, but right up my right leg, into my lymph glands, in my groin, and down my left leg. And I ended up in the QEH for 19 days with blood poisoning, which was kind of crazy. Jeez. Because nobody really knew what the heck it was doing. And it was a heck. Well, I had a wonderful trip. I was on, was it Dalada?
Dalada.
So I had a wonderful trip. Cindy would come in and say, "Has anybody visited you?" I'm like, "No, I haven't seen anybody." And then nurse would say, "It's been like a station in here."
That's good.
But there, for the grace of God, I woke up one morning. Dr. Costa was at the bottom of my bed, and he said, "Guess what? You got cancer, and it's in your left kidney." Apparently, I was pretty blasé about it because I was high as a kite.
Yeah, true enough.
That started a journey that then took 6 months to really get into play before I could have surgery, because we had to get my infection level down. And my infection level was really high because of the blood poisoning. Went to Moncton. We caught it early. They cut it out. And then, I was able to carry on with my life. I was in no control of it that time. Cancer was kind of a weird thing. It had been through my family. My brother's struggled with 11 years now with lymphoma and leukemia and bone marrow cancer. He's had 3 stem cell operations. God love him. And we lost mum 18 years ago from cancer. So it's in our family. It's not hereditary. And we all had different cancers. And then in 22, I had COVID 3 times, which really affected my lungs. And they crashed yet again. I was looked after incredibly well with this amazing people in the health system here. And then last year, cancer returned. And it came back in my bowel this time. And again, we caught it early. I went in for a CT scan on my kidney. Yet again, it's about the system. The system works in the sense of the people in the system care, and I've been caught and looked after that way. Got chatting to the CT guy, who's a massive rugby guy, and he went, "Oh," because I've overscanned, and I get a call the next day saying, "You've got cancer. It's in your bowel. We need to get it out as soon as possible." But this time, my journey was different. In the last 3 years, I've learned to be mindful. I've learned to meditate through Paul McCormack, my boss, who's a mindful coach. Mindful Island is his consultancy. And so this time I had no anxiety about it. Being told that you have cancer is the hardest thing you want to hear, but it affects the people around you more than you carrying it, because suddenly you go into this not aggressive mode about, I know people don't like cancer and they swear about it. That's not me. I have to show it the respect it is. It decides it likes being with me for some reason. So I respect it in that sense, but then you have to go into a different mindset of, okay, I'm going to get through this. This journey for me was different because I had no anxiety. I was ready for it. I had a great surgeon, and I was able to walk into surgery this time, which was really good for me because it felt like going into a game of rugby, or it felt like I was in control of something, what I was going to do. Get through that, get surgery, get it all again, second time, there for the grace of God. And then now I'm moving on with my life. And yes, it's visited me twice. I hope it never visits me again. But I have had systems in place. My family is everything, and people around me to be able to make it as easy as possible.
And do you think that your mindset is really kind of what helps you get through this, right?
100%. 100%. Taking the courses I took at UPI to work and be with students that time, and then And then taking it to another level with Paul McCormack and Mindful Island has really helped. I also have a brilliant hypnotherapist, Kathy MacArthur, who works with me on that. And my mindset is we have this, we talk about cars, your thing today, about the car. What's the one thing that we don't do? 21%. When our check engine light comes on in our car, we immediately think, or some people put tape over it, but we immediately think, I've got to get to a mechanic, right? We have a check engine light in our heads, but we choose to ignore it as much as possible. When our check engine light comes on, we choose to ignore it probably 90% of the time. Mm-hmm. When something's not right and the gut feeling and the head together are saying something's not right, you've got to go to somebody. There's nothing wrong with going to somebody who understands. You go to a mechanic for a car, you go to a therapist of your choice or whatever's going to work for you to make things work for you. I have the ability to not have anxiety, to control my destination now, my journey, because of the practices that I've been able to understand and learn from people who know how to look after you with mental illness, mental wellness, and what comes out of the blue. You know, Paul has helped me to fall in love with uncertainty. I think that's a really important thing because we really don't know what's going to happen. Mm. So to be able to do that, just be me. And I also live by, there's an amazing book, and it's a beautifully drawn book, but it's called The Boy, the Mole, the Fox and the Horse. And the boy's on the horse and he's looking on the back of the horse and he's looking at a hedge and he says, I can't see over. And the horse says, can you see your next step? And the boy says, yes. And the horse says, just take that next step. And I think we're in a world where we're all trying to find out what's happening in the next week and months down the road that we actually forget where we are right now being in the moment and don't just take that next step. And I think if we could take a big deep breath or three intentional breaths, as I like to say, we can really control our journey and enjoy the journey rather than wondering what is, what may be, and what could be.
Right. Control our journey, or at least be more mindful of our response to our journeys, right?
Mm-hmm. And we don't know what that response is going to be, and we don't know how we're going to deal with it. And so that uncertainty piece is always there in our lives, more in this world now than the other 57 I've spent in this world. The uncertainty, and a lot of that is because social media and the way that information is thrown at us in so many different directions, and most of it is car crash stuff. Most of it, they're looking for hits, so it's car crash TV kind of thing. You know, it's the worst kind of scenario. It's very rarely is it positive. It's always about, oh, you're not going to believe what's just happened over here. You immediately check onto it. Mm. So your mindset's going negative straight away because you're looking for that negative point rather than looking for a positive point and then really compartmentalizing it.
All right. Wow. Powerful stuff. We'll have more with Lee Reed coming up next.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Yay! Batteries not included.
Ready, set, go bold with the best-selling PHEV, SUV, and
furniture and appliance. Same owners, same team, still 100% locally owned and operated. Follow Leon Summerside on Facebook and Instagram.
A mainly sunny morning with increasing cloudiness this afternoon. Light wind, high of -4 with a -9 wind chill. Tonight looks cloudy, wind gust to 40, a low of -11 with a -19 wind chill overnight. But tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, light wind, high of -5. Right now, it is -9 with a -13 wind chill in Summerside and in Charlottetown. For Ocean 100.
We will wrap things up with our interesting Islander, Lee Reed, coming up here after Poison. Your mama don't dance. Happy Friday. Long weekend ahead of us. Jack Frost, too. Oh, yeah.
Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. You just don't dance. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll.
It's Poison. Ocean 100, Lee Reed is our interesting Islander today. What an inspiration. I always knew you were a phenomenal guy, but we just had to unpack a few things here to really get to the core, and you are absolutely something else. So thank you for being here, and thank you for being you and helping out as many people as you have and will continue to do over the next little bit. And on that topic, why don't we get right into your charitable affairs? Let's talk about the Relay for Life first.
Yeah, Relay for for Life is something that has come up in the last month for me. Three amazing young ladies, Hannah and Caitlin and Luciana, three students from UPI, reinvented the Relay for Life after 5 years because of all the craziness that's gone in the world. And they reached out to me, and I was just inspired straight away. They want to raise no more than $10,000. It's going to be on the 22nd of March. It's from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. at night. We walk the walking track, and we're trying to make fun with it. There's still a chance to put teams in, and I'll leave details with that if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's to bring awareness about cancer research and cancer testing across the nation, right? And I'm here because the system works. I'm here because of early testing. I'm here because they did what was right, and they're able to keep an eye on me forevermore now. And I'm blessed for that. So the least thing I can do is to try and raise funds. And I set up my own page on Facebook, and I've got my own team, Reed, which is my family that I love dearly. And we're going to go out there to try and make it. And I think it's going to be a really fun night.
For sure. But
I got to tell you, we're in good hands. This generation of young people get it.
Yeah.
They really do.
Yeah, I agree.
They care.
They care. They really care. And we can only be inspired by that. And if we can do a tiny thing, I reached out yesterday to a lot of people in business on this island. And I got to say to all of those that did receive my emails, thank you. Your responses were incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do tiny things like this. Then we can get testing more and more and more, and hopefully families will not get that conversation.
I do think, though, young people, as you said, are getting it right, and there is more of an awareness when it comes to health and just being able to speak about our challenges. I think there's more education, and people like you are very inspiring, where you are open and vulnerable and honest about some of your experiences, and that you show the rest of us that it's okay to talk about this, not only okay, but powerful. And I dare say that Team Reed has gotten a lot bigger in just this morning, in the last hour. I think we're all on Team Reed. Will you tell us a couple of the other things that you do for your own well-being, and just you're so community-mindedly?
Yeah, I met an incredible lady 4.5 years ago, Betty Begg, Gifts from the Heart.
Yes.
And there is a lady that gave up her own house to support families and people living on the streets from her own house, and then grew this charity to support nearly 1,300 families. Mm. And what's kind of scary is the fact that it could be anybody that needs support and help, and she's there for anybody. And you might not even realize it. And so, you know, every week we're clothing, we're giving furniture, we're giving food. Christmas is massive. 1,300 families at Christmas get gifts and the way that they can have a Christmas to enjoy with their families.
Mm.
You know, there's a huge population of $30,000 incomes joint and below on this island.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're choosing between heat and eat. I can't get my head around that. But Betty and her team, nobody is turned away. And we do get a lot of people coming to the island all the time that don't have the support that I had when I first came here. Len and Carol, my in-laws, were living here. So we had a nana. And so we had a circle of trust that we could then build on. They don't. And Betty is that circle of trust. She is incredible, and her team are incredible. And I'm honored to be on the board of directors of that, because it's something very, very special.
And I think we've seen it, and we've talked to lots of different people, and it seems like one of the common messages is that when someone is able to show someone else, they believe in them, right? That you're making that connection, and that you're there, that you're wanting to help, that there's, yeah. So I think that Betty does that for a lot of people. I think that you do that for a lot of people.
Well, but getting caught is important. Being caught, and I mean that the first time when the reason why I got into mental wellness and mental is because I did have an illness. I'm not gonna lie to you, and it scared the crap out of me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was caught by a friend I didn't even know was a life coach. He got in the car next to me one day and said, "Lee, you're not yourself," and I'd been caught, and that started my whole journey of recovery with the support of my amazing wife and family to get me through this mental illness that I was really struggling with, and then. So when you see that and you want to, you don't want somebody to go through that again. You don't want somebody to experience that. And so then when I got to the illness side of things, I was already in the path. So my life has been a journey. It's not a destination. And there's a reason for everything that's happened. I genuinely believe it's happened in the right places at the right time. And being on PEI for everything that I've gone through is definitely where I needed to be. Fair. Being in England, I would have been a number. There's too many people.
Right.
I wouldn't have had that chance. I wouldn't have been tested correctly. And who knows? But being here was where and why I needed to be, and I will be forever because I was supposed to be.
Well, you are a treasure to us here on the island. Like I've said, you're going to help a lot of people as time goes on here. So, and even just this message this morning, I'm sure has helped many people, and we're getting messages about it too. So, Lee, we're going to have you back again on the regular. We need more Lee in our life. So thank you very much for doing this. Continued health. And thank you very much for doing what you do.
I really appreciate you having me on. And if there's one thing I would have told my 16-year-old self was just be you. Mm-hmm. I'm now 56 this year, scary. Well, I don't know where that time is. But if you can, just be you. People are willing to put you in a box and make you who they think you should be. Don't.
Thanks,
just
Lee.
Just be you.
We'll chat again very soon.
Thank you.